The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic is a Distinction Communication Training refresher session on vocal variety. A long time ago, I had dabbled in doing voiceover work. It was kind of fun, and when different career choices brought me into the world of working with presenters, I thought these skills may transfer nicely. I know it sounds crazy to some people, but I actually enjoyed presenting. A lot of conference speaking opportunities came up along the way, but I began to get some mixed messages from the attendee evaluations. Good presentation, solid message, good presenter, but was a little hard to listen to. Now wait a second, I had one of those FM 105 smooth jazz voices. How could I be hard to listen to? But after listening to some of my session tapes, I began to understand. I had been slipping into my radio voice, little variation, no variety, everything the same. What I had failed to understand is that when presented with an unchanging stimulus, audiences simply check out. For some presenters, it's screen after screen of bullet slides. For me, it happened to be a voice with very little vocal variety. It's a principle psychologists call habituation. It's important for presenters to understand this critical concept, and when we really get it, it will totally change how we communicate to other human beings. Here's what the principle says. When faced with new stimulus, in this case from a presenter, the human brain stays engaged initially to determine relevance. And at the end of an encounter with a presenter, the brain re-engages again as the presenter announces and in conclusion. The problem for most of us, however, is all the stuff in between. Unless the human brain has thrown constant change-ups in visual material, vocal highs, lows, pacing, and pause for emphasis, it's just a matter of time before they slip off into la-la land. This is one of the reasons that in training, we have to use video, group interaction, coaching exercises, case studies, and even props to train for a full day. The brain absolutely demands it. Unfortunately, most presenters spend a majority of their prep time working on their PowerPoint slides and very little time on their delivery technique. When you add an injection of adrenaline brought on by a case of the nerves, here's what too often happens. Quality is very important to us today. If we don't build it into each product, who will notice? The customer trying out a new running shoe for the very first time? A teenager who is buying their very first soccer shoe? Where does quality really start? I believe it starts with simply being good listeners. Wow. The reality is we can talk much more quickly than people can reasonably assimilate information. When we rush and provide very little vocal variation, it doesn't matter how good the message is, 80% of it will be needlessly lost. There are several key points from your training we need to revisit. The first point, slow down the pace. Add verbal punctuation throughout periods and commas. When presentations jam 60 minutes of content into a 60-minute time slot, it never fits. Create the content to fill 70% of the time available, and this will give you the time you need to slow it down. Verbal commas add momentary breaks. When you ask questions, provide a reflective pause, and it may sound something like this. Quality is very important to us today. If we don't build it into each product, who will notice? The customer trying out a new running shoe for the very first time? A teenager who is buying their very first soccer shoe. So where does quality really start? I believe it starts with simply being good listeners. The second point, place italics on certain words. When all the words get the same emphasis, nothing stands out. Highlight certain words with your voice by creating inflection to underscore key elements. Quality is very important to us today. If we don't build it into each product, who will notice? The customer trying out a new running shoe for the very first time? A teenager who's buying their very first soccer shoe. So where does quality really start? I believe it starts with simply being good listeners. Vocal variation is an important skill for presenters to constantly explore. When we change cadence, when we alter emphasis, when we integrate dramatic pauses, audiences' minds will simply stay much more engaged. Practice these ideas before you deliver your next presentation. Remember, pacing. Don't jam so much content into the time, and you will have more time to slow down. Pausing. Integrate long and short pauses. Don't be afraid to hold some out to 3 to 4 seconds. It will feel like an eternity, but not to your audience. Voice inflection. Emphasize key words with your voice. All these things will help guarantee you are much more interesting and your audience will stay engaged throughout the length of your presentation. You see, people rarely drift towards excellence in anything. It takes intentional and consistent focus to make these skills second nature, but you are totally capable of mastering these concepts. That's it for today. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.